You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Data released this month by Stats NZ has shown that annual inflation is down to 6% from 6.7% in the previous 12-month period until March 2023. Although despite this period of disinflation as it's known, consumer price index data has shown that the price of consumer goods has continued to rapidly rise, fueling the cost of living crisis. Food prices have risen rapidly above general inflation, with food inflation on the consumer price index sitting at 12.3% in the June quarter of this year. To talk more about the decrease in inflation and what that signals within the New Zealand economy, I spoke to James Mitchell, Manager of Consumer Price Delivery at Stats NZ. What does this period of disinflation signify?
So disinflation is when prices are increasing but at a slower rate. So last year we saw a 7.3% increase in prices, whereas in our figures we just released a couple weeks ago, they were up 6%. So last year we were seeing the effects of constraints in supply chains for construction and all that sort of stuff, as well as petrol prices increasing. Whereas this year we're seeing the rate of the increase in those construction prices tapering off. And prior to, during the reporting period we had, petrol prices had fallen to that point as it is. But subsequent to that, we've seen the subsidy on petrol prices come off as well.
Does this reflect a wider slowdown in economic activity?
So the Reserve Bank is trying to control inflation by removing demand for goods and services, which is the reduction of economic activity. So fewer people buying goods should generally lead to lower prices or smaller price increases. And in the last couple of quarters, we did see decreases in GDP, economic activity. But what we're seeing in the Consumer Price Index, building of a new house has seen, those prices have slowed down. But we have seen continual increases in the rate of inflation for food, which is what everyone is buying every week, every day.
I know you just pointed to that in terms of the consumer price index data on particularly food, and food inflation has seemed to stay quite stubbornly high. Can we begin to expect a subsequent decrease in consumer prices after this latest data?
I mean, there are a lot of factors which go into why prices are increasing. So, there's a bunch of things that are determined by global effects. So, things like petrol or inputs into food production. You can think of fertilizers. They are very much determined a lot by what's happening overseas, such as war or global energy prices. And we've also had significant weather events around the country this year, the floods and the cyclones up north, and they'll have an impact. How long those will last, I don't have a crystal ball on that, and they could be temporary, they could be longer term, but there are also some more permanent type effects. So the cost of labour has gone up over the same length of time, minimum wage has increased, and we're seeing that reported in our labour cost prices as well.
Last week, there was a lot of conversation about Labour potentially revealing a GST removal on food. Would such a change affect the pricing numbers already being collected by Stats NZ? And would this be reflected, for example, in the consumer price index data?
Yeah, so anything that affects the price a consumer pays at the checkout, we reflect in our numbers. So whether there's a change in tax, that would come through. We saw a similar thing, for example, in the fuel subsidy came in the last year, and we showed a decrease in price there. This would be similar. You'd see a one-off drop if it all comes in one go, but then if underlying causes for that inflation continue, we'd again see that inflation after that effect come through.
It seems that global prices for the production of food have peaked globally, but what are some of the New Zealand factors behind stubbornly high food prices as reflected by the latest CPI data?
Yeah, it'll be similar to my previous answer there. So it has become more expensive for farmers to produce food, and we've measured that with their expenses. Some of that's down to domestic factors, whether that's the the weather events. Interest rates have gone up significantly, which is having an impact. But then you have the international effects as well on the inputs they have to import, so fuel and fertilisers, and they've been having a big impact since late 2020.
That was James Mitchell, Manager of Consumer Price Delivery at StatsNZ, talking to me about the New Zealand economy after the release of data showing a decrease in inflation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.